News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We're going to turn to yesterday's announcement about Metrolink. Now, this has been around as long as you and I have been in journalism, the idea of a metro link to the airport. It does seem like it is more advanced or more likely to happen than any time in the past. What we had yesterday was the launch of the likely route. And I think what we saw yesterday was just what actually this will entail and the amount of disruption this will entail. We're going to be talking in a couple of moments to my own GAA club. I've skin in the game here.
Yeah, you've skin. You're very exercised about this.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk to the GAA club and the Fianna in a moment. But even before you get to the GAA club, I mean the level of disruption. 20 homes in Ranelagh, 20 homes in Glasnevin will have to be compulsory purchased. That's 40 families leaving their homes. 70 apartments in Tara Street, so another 70 families will have to be moved. It is an enormous level. A little earlier, we spoke to the head of public affairs with Dublin Chamber of Commerce, Graeme McQueen. He explained that people are keen to see the work get started.
The announcement of Metrolink is very welcome. The key thing now, though, is we've had these plans for years in different variations. The key is we have to build it. We have to find the money and we have to make the project happen. This is a project that Dublin needs. It's a project that the Swords area needs. The fact it's going to be extended into South Dublin is hugely welcome as well. The project is really going to elevate Dublin to new heights. It's going to put us on a par with the best cities in the world. The sooner we build it, the better for everyone in Dublin.
Okay, let's go now to one of the people or one of the groups most affected by what was announced yesterday, Na Fianna GAA Club. I have to declare I have an interest here. I'm a member of Na Fianna GAA. Let's go to the club chairman, Cormac O'Donoghue. Cormac, just start by telling us, when was Na Fianna first notified by TAI that, look, the grounds of Na Fianna were effectively going to be needed for this project?
Yeah. Good morning, Shane.
Morning,
Cormac. Thanks for having us on this morning. Shane, you know, we were first informed by a telephone call late on Friday afternoon of a bank holiday weekend, last Friday evening. It was first brought to our attention then. We had a contact from TII who requested a meeting saying that an announcement was about to be made this week and that there would be serious implications for Na Fianna. We are extremely disappointed in the manner in which this has been communicated to us and the amount of disruption that it's going to cause to our community, to our club, and deep into our community with our schools as well, will be immense.
Just explain to us, Cormac, because we probably didn't do it. I probably should have said this at the start. What exactly is involved? For people who don't know Na Fianna, it's a club on Movie Road on the way up to DCU coming out of the city. There's a front pitch and there's two all-weather pitches at the front and a clubhouse.
Absolutely. And sometimes, Shane, we have a difficulty in explaining the sense of scale of the club. Our club effectively operates as the heartbeat of our local community. We have remarkably 3,000 members, active members. We have over 380 mentors involved, and we field approximately 125 competitive teams. That's just on our on-field activities, and that doesn't get into our cultural and our community-based activities.
And those pitches will be gone. Those pitches will be gone for six, 7 years, maybe.
Absolutely, the main pitch and our two all-weather surfaces, which are used by approximately 2,000 kids every week, and it also is host to our Norsey, the pride and joy of our club, where we have our under-7s here, but 350 of our under-7s from our local community and including their parents with us every Saturday morning. And it's from that we engage, that we bring people, young people in, engage in the community and get them actively involved, not only in the physical activity, but in the community engagement that happens on Novi Road in the nature and that right at the heart of our community.
Are there alternative pitches, Cormac, that the club can use?
Now, for our organisation at the moment, we actually use about 12 different locations in our local community. The only one that we have guaranteed access to is our front pitch, our main home pitch on Murphy Road. And under this proposal, that will be removed from us. Not only a front pitch, but also our two all-weather surfaces. It also has a major effect on schools. We interact with 10 different primary schools on a weekly basis. And many of those schools also avail of our facilities.
Mm.
They will
Worth mentioning, Cormac, I know it's not your bailiwick, but worth mentioning there are two schools immediately adjacent to the site. Again, I have an interest here, two schools that my kids go to. But those children are going to be beside a massive building site for 5 to 6 years with all that entails, dust, lorries coming in and out, noise. Again, you'd have to imagine there are health and safety issues or concerns in relation to that.
Absolutely. And at the moment, we had our first initial briefing from TII just this Tuesday evening. So effectively, we've had 48 hours to deal to try and understand the implications of the full project, of the full proposals as they stand. And at the moment, we're actively engaged in trying to establish the full facts. And to be honest, Shane, we're at the moment, our community is extremely shocked, and we're also a bit perturbed in the nature of how this has been communicated to us. And I suppose on a broader front, we're extremely disappointed that this, the first major infrastructure project that's been undertaken by our state after emerging from recession, that the first proposed major casualty for it is the heart of the community-based group and club. We sort of feel that the lessons of maybe our Celtic Tiber, when we concentrated very much on building buildings and selling them to each other, really we haven't learned too much, or it doesn't appear that we've learned too much, that maybe we should be concentrating more on nourishing our communities.
Okay, Cormac O'Donoghue, Chairman of Na Fianna, thanks indeed.